WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Cheerful tune was composed by John Brown, who lives in England, and it has words written by his wife Irene. You too can write songs or stories or even letters to kids in England.
That was a pretty jazzy tune we had for our opener, wasn't it? It's a dance and also a love song. We could call it a love dance, and it's like a square dance. Let's hear it again, this time with the words, and then I'll tell you more about it. But first let me recite the words, because I fear they aren't clear enough to get on the first bounce. It goes like this. Love your fingers, love your arms, love your shoulders, love your charms, love your lips and love your nose, even love your tiny toes. Love the way you swing me round and lift me right off the ground. Love the way you touch my face. Love to feel your warm embrace. Love the way you smile at me and lead me to the whirl. Now you'll hear Irene Brown singing it with John Brown at the organ.
Love your fingers, love your arms, love your shoulders, love your charms, love your lips and love your nose, even love your tiny toes. Love the way you swing me round and lift me right off the ground. Love the way you touch my face, love to feel your warm embrace. Love the way you smile at me and lead me to the world.
Kids, and teachers too, I'm taping this in a living room in England, in the home of John and Irene Reaney Brown. And they wrote that dancey love song. John wrote the tune, and Irene wrote the words. So let me introduce them, and tell me how you happened to write that song. Can you tell us, Irene?
Well, John started writing the music the other day, and he was there playing away on the organ. And suddenly I found myself dancing. And it just got better and better, and suddenly we decided it ought to have a few words, Jackie.
And what made it the love words?
I think those were John's ideas. He'll tell you.
Yes, well, you see, she was jumping up and down in our living room as this little tune, which I didn't actually write in the conventional sense. It was just tapped out on the organ. I wouldn't say I'm a writer. And I was losing pounds jumping up and down in our living room to this tune. And we did think we ought to say, have something to say from it. And so I looked at Irene, and she stood there getting all red in the face, but looking very lovely. And I thought, love your fingers, love your arms, love your shoulders, love your charms. And then I thought, what a good way to make a dance of it. And so it went on from there.
So I continued with some more words.
Well, it's really very charming and very fun. And I've enjoyed hearing it, and I've enjoyed taping it. I'm here in England, as some of you know, taking a bicycle trip. And I've been riding around England, and we've been staying in youth hostels. And this is how I happened to meet the Browns. And I thought that you might like hearing from Irene Brown in particular, because as we got talking in the evening there, I discovered that she's doing a lot of the same things over here in England as I'm doing back there in Illinois with you kids, which is encouraging young people to write and to write creatively. Irene, would you tell me a little, tell my kids a little bit about your newspaper column and your writing clubs and your things uh-huh. like that?
Yes, well, let's try and get it as quickly as I can. Briefly, I started writing when my youngest daughter was about 4 or 5, and there was a weekly paper in our area called the Barrow's Worcester Journal, and this is the oldest weekly in the world, which is going today. And I wrote to them and said it would be nice if I could write something for children. And what ensued was I went up with some ideas, which they liked, and before I knew it, I was writing stories and poems, competitions. Then eventually we went into the schools.
How did you get started on having the kids do writing? It sounds like you were doing the writing for the kids at the start.
At the start, yes, you had to give them some incentive. I wrote an Auntie Reenie letter every week, and in that letter was giving them a motive and an incentive to write back to me. So mm-hmm. their letters started streaming into our office, and we started printing them on the page. So more children saw that this is fun writing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gave them different ideas. Let's write a story. We'd give them some ideas, and back would come some stories. And so we went into the schools, the local schools, and talked to them about imagination and what it was all about, gearing them into story writing or writing poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And it just exploded virtually. And that was one newspaper, and after I'd been writing for that paper for about 7 years, another newspaper asked me if I would like to do something for them. And I started a little thing called the How Do You Do Club, which went along on much the same lines.
And how did you become a member of the How Do You Do Club?
You had to write in to me, say you'd like to join, and then I would send a certificate and a special badge. It was all free too, which is quite something, because most places children have to pay to in England to become members
of any
clubs. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So our two clubs in the County Express and the Barrow's Worcester Journal were quite special, really.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing with these two papers, it was the first time anything had been written in either paper for young children, which is another.
In spite of all those years
yes.
of publication,
yes,
it hadn't
exactly.
occurred to them to have anything for children
that's
and young readers.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. And so we took it from there, and from writing for them, suddenly you found that you were invited to go out amongst the people, so to speak. So I was in the schools, going to play groups, visiting, writing articles.
And going swimming, even.
Yes.
I saw you at once in a picture
yes.
in the
oh,
newspaper at one school where you were actually swimming with the kids. You
That's
just
right.
I sometimes eat the school lunch when I visit a class, but I've never yet been invited to go swimming with
yes,
the kids.
That was great fun. We even took a group of children once. I ran a history competition, you know, and it was... I'd written to a lord of the manor, so to speak, who lived near me, who had a lovely home, and called Hagley Hall. And I said, if I run a history competition, would you be kind enough to allow the winners to visit your home? And I received a charming letter back from him, and he said, oh, not only can you bring, or at least 20 children you can have as winners, but they can come for tea. And Lord Cobham, as he was called, had the 20 children and myself, showed us around his home.
Now, you've started something in your newspapers similar to our young authors, which is that you've had kids writing in stories and books and having competitions and prizes and that sort of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we... I got the schools interested in this by writing to quite a number of head teachers and asking them if they would like to run a competition in their school. And I would go along and talk to the children about imaginative writing and how you would perhaps go about it. And I would give them some titles and then with their, in their classrooms, during school time, they would write their stories. And the headmaster would bring them to my, the office of the newspaper, and I would go away and read every bit and pick the winners and the runners-up, and we would go back to the school and have a very special event, a prize giving of books, and we had these very special certificates made particularly for all the runners-up. We'd have masses of runners-up because that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
They felt they had really been in on it.
Well,
maybe
they've
they
all
hadn't
done
reached the top, but they had tried, and they had done the very best they could, and they'd all worked very, very hard. And this is, I think, a very important thing when children are beginning to write. They mustn't be made to feel that, to give up trying. They must try all the time, even if the first time it isn't marvelous.
Well, I feel that the reward is in the writing itself, yes, and if yes. there's some outside recognition, terrific, but... But let's keep on writing for the sheer joy of the writing, too.
Yes, I agree. For them to develop the pleasure.
Yeah.
Because it is a real pleasure. And if they can discover this while they're young.
Is there very much of this sort of writing going on in England? Are the kids in the schools doing much what we call creative writing or imaginative writing?
I think a fair amount goes on, but nowhere near as much as I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near as much as feel we could be doing.
Well, Irene, how about telling me some of the things that you do when you go into the schools to suggest to the kids ideas for writing? Do you give them writing suggestions?
Yes, I tell you, one of the things that goes down marvelously, and they have a great deal of fun with it too, I'll take a box of things with me, and of objects that I might have found anywhere in my home. I might have gone up to the attic, dug in one of the chests.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been sitting on my shelf. I might have even taken something out of my pocket.
And these things have stories connected with them?
Well,
is
of
that
course,
a,
apart from the story I might tell, Jackie, this is the way they can, it shows them the way that they can pick things up.
Mm-hmm.
And they can start off on telling a story.
Well, now, do you have some object? What's this one right over here on the table?
Ha-ha.
This little leather purse looks sort of old and tattered.
It is. It's very well worn, but really still in one piece. And this little leather handbag is now, oh, I should be giving some secrets away, but it's about 40 years old now. And it really has a story, because when I was 10, I decided I was too old for Father Christmas and all that jazz. And so I said to my mum and dad at that point, I would like something special for Christmas this year.
Something very grown up?
Very grown up. A handbag. And of course, we weren't very well off. I don't think anyone was in our little village down in Cornwall where I lived there then. And so to buy a handbag was going to be quite something for my parents, which I hadn't quite realized. But that's what I said I wanted. And they left it at that. And of course, Christmas morning came. I just had my 10th birthday, just prior to Christmas, and my toes wriggled down to the bottom of the bed, still thinking there might be a stocking or some bits and pieces.
Now, wait, is that where things were put for you for Christmas?
That's it,
Is that where Father Christmas put things, at the foot of the bed?
That's where they put things,
Oh, okay. And so your toes didn't find anything?
And my toes didn't find anything, and I confess I was a wee bit disappointed. And in the morning, I discovered this lovely handbag lying beside the bed, which I was very delighted with, but I was still a little bit disappointed, because I thought, well, it would have been fun to have had all those little things as well. But I did realize a little bit later on that just how much my parents had, I think, sacrificed to have spent as much money on a mm-hmm. real leather handbag. And you can tell how good it is, because it really is. It's all the seams and everything is still mm-hmm.
and it's
all
it's
in
lasted
good
this
order.
Long and, mm-hmm. and you've kept it because it had some meaning
yeah,
for you.
That's it.
Yes.
And that just shows you, and your children who are going to be listening to this in the States, it shows them how stories can start.
That many objects have stories.
Yes, I mean, and they might have something in their attic, in their pocket right now.
under the table. Just anywhere. Their grandma, granddad might dig something out for them that
has stories.
Yes,
yes.
And they can take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Great fun.
All right. I'll ask you kids that are listening to write on a familiar object this week. Something that you find somewhere around that's got a story to it.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yeah, John, let's hear from you.
Well, over here we get our impressions of America from TV shows. And I'm not at all sure it's an accurate one. What I'd like to know is, what are the children in America really like? And I'd not be surprised if over there they'd like to know a bit more about us. Why don't we get together and run a sort of creative writing exercise?
That sounds interesting. How would you figure it?
Well, if you were to get children over there to write to you, then send us their best efforts. Reenie, through her school contacts over here, could get children to write and send you their best efforts. It would be interesting to hear, to compare the two, and perhaps you could read them out in your program.
What sort of topics should we suggest?
Oh, well, there's plenty to choose from. My favourite room, the best time of year, what I do on Saturday, my school, my town, what I do with my pocket money.
I think the idiom over here is, we're spoilt for choice, isn't that it? can we focus it down maybe on one, and you'd ask your kids and I'd ask my kids and then we'd exchange them?
Oh, well, what about school? What school's like? What are the favourite subjects? What games are played? What are the teachers like? Anything and everything about life at school.
Well, that sounds like fun to me. Why don't we try that? And you, Central Illinois kids, write with an eye to kids in England about what your school is like, and I will send these on, or at least some of them, and then we'll try to get some back. This has been very interesting, and I want to finish up with the lines of your song that I misunderstood, because I thought they were such important lines. At the very end of that, love the way you smile at me, and I thought it was, and lead me to the world. And it was, they were singing, and lead me to the whirl, which was a part of the dance. Well, I think the whirl and the world go together pretty well. But I wanted to emphasize that love leads you to the world, and travel in a way is a kind of love, because that leads you to the world too in a broadening sense. And I think that my life has been broadened by this bicycle trip and by meeting the Browns, and now I think all of our lives are going to be broadened a bit from this experience and the writing back and forth. So for your writing this week, if you'd like, do the one about a familiar object like Renee's purse when she was 10, or write us in about your school and mark that you would like to have this one to go to England.
That was a lot of work you've given those kids, Jackie. Let's finish off with a bit of light-hearted music. The kiss and cuddle hop again.
Okay, let's have it. We'll all sing.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.